motherfucking flex. I said we came from the struggle. Everything that we gained from the muscle. Never hating, debating, a man hustle. False faking, these niggas, they ain't subtle. Count money, my nigga, I'm seeing double. I know they hating a nigga, no one trouble. Yeah, yeah, I'ma get it on my own. You can catch me in my zone while I put together pieces to the puzzle. Nigga, cause we came from the struggle. Everything that we gained from the muscle. Never hating, debating, a man hustle. False faking, these niggas, they ain't subtle. Count money, my nigga, I'm seeing double. I know they hating a nigga, no one trouble. Yeah, yeah, I'ma get it on my own. You can catch me on my zone while I put together pieces to the puzzle.
Look, nigga, I'm coming from a hard place where hard times make your heart line and hard strings play swan songs when niggas play with that carbine. Niggas hate when they online, but in your face they all smiles, praying that you take a dive or you be taking flight with your enterprise like Kirk do. I know patience is a virtue, but if you wait too long, it'll hurt you. So I'm making moves, trying to raise the rule before I fade away like Dirk. Struggle done took my fam, done took my friends, but won't take away my worth. I know, even though a nigga ain't got anything, I got everything to lose. Every day I prove through my grind that I'm not the same. You try to take what I'm favored to, but what doesn't kill me makes me unbreakable. And I ain't never break it down to a young nigga breaking that bank. I ain't trying to maintain, I'm just trying to make change with my day one niggas, and it's never going to change. Yeah, it's never going to change.
Cause we came from the struggle. Everything that we gained from the muscle. Never hating, debating, a man hustle. False faking, these niggas, they ain't subtle. Count money, my nigga, I'm seeing double. I know they hating a nigga, no one trouble. Yeah, yeah, I'ma get it on my own. You can catch me in my zone while I put together pieces of the puzzle. Nigga, cause we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said so we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said we came from struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everything from the muscle. Everything from the, everything from the. Said we came from the struggle. We came from the come up. We came from the rubble. To shine like the sun up. A nigga stand in my way, get done up. Haters gon' talk a lot less, gon' run up. Yeah, a lot less gon' run up. Man, this shit is slimy. They talk behind me, won't bring it to my face. These fake Harvey Dents about to catch this homie. Peep lyrical mindset, the lyrical monster. Killing your conscience, it's rhyming the posse. Y'all leagues behind us, come seek and find us. Might reap the diamonds if you reach, I climb it. Beat, I bomb it, it's perfect timing. The click is climbing, it's all aligning. You can keep your hand out, so I don't need cosigns. And I'ma make the pops proud, yeah, the tide is rising. Lil' nigga, cause we came from the struggle. Everything that we gained for the muscle. Never hating, debating, a man hustle. Forsaking these niggas, they ain't subtle. Count money, my nigga, I'm seeing double. I know they hating them nigga, no one trouble. Yeah, yeah, I'ma get it on my own. You can catch me in my zone while I put together pieces to the puzzle. Nigga, cause we came from the struggle.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Said we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everything from the muscle. Everything from the, everything from the.
Said we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said we came from the struggle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everything from the muscle. Everything from the, everything from the.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Got that word, I need to know for certain. Tell me are you worth it?
He did, but Kid Vice followed it.
Just say it.
So
well,
I am on Instagram.
Okay, I am. Ready? No. Underscore D-I-O-N-N. Ready? A-A-A-A-A. Dot underscore.
So you thought you was Donna?
No, my name is pronounced Diana. But
oh, so you try to do like a da 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 da.
Yeah, something.
Like Nickelodeon.
Like
what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Diana.
Diana.
Yeah. Diana.
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 Diana. Deanna. Oh, I see my shit.
Deanna.
Whoever wants food, it's always yes.
I got a bowl.
I got a plate. I got a bowl. This is a bowl.
Where?
Definitely some type of wear.
Should have brought my plate.
Where's my order? I lost it. It's gone, guys.
This one?
I might be.
Mine.
Who's next?
The intern.
The intern.
It's a nice tongue language.
People call me Trapping Nikki. Everybody call me Trapping.
Ooh. Okay.
Tell me, what else can I say?
Your at name, anything you got coming up, any visuals, any music?
My at name is TRBPMNIKKR. And I might post a few videos
up to you. Mm-hmm.
My voice.
That's beautiful. I like that.
I'm so nervous.
No, you're doing great. I didn't even know that. Listen, I thought you was high. You kind of am. Listen, it gets smoky in here, guys. So, be prepared.
Are these allowed?
Oh, I'm not sure with the foam if we can do the black and mild. But if you want, it's always an open door. You can step out, come back in.
Okay, so. I guess I was part of my introduction.
Well,
Call me Millie. Go by a few names, but right now just Millie Good. It means a few things. I'm versatile.
What that mean?
Which way this shit going?
Alright,
what are the fans going?
Somebody grab this. Give me a minute.
Oh my god, artist.
Okay.
Like visually. And business. Nah, we come back to it, but right now we just gotta go around.
Yeah, we come back at the end it with shameless plugs too, so you can keep talking about what you got.
No, same page.
I got backwards.
It's whatever. Whatever rap you prefer.
It's not preferred. I just, I'll feel right, not late. Y'all love me.
Oh, it's okay. You got that one.
You probably want to grab like
the plug. Came through.
Oh, no.
You just consider it.
Thank you.
We got waters.
Yeah.
Like
this
nigga with Lucy.
You got Lucy.
My pass, any one of those.
Yeah.
We got water.
You good?
Who next? Is it back to me?
Yeah, I think so. For him.
And me.
I forgot you.
Okay, my name is Lucci.
Got it.
Good guess.
I do many things. I model. I also do IT work. Basically, you call me a consultant. So, my ad name on Instagram is The Luccians, 2 eyes to my alumni. Okay.
What's that?
That's the whole thing.
Wait, you just dropped the bar real quick?
Yeah, a real quick bar real quick.
Okay.
Nah, I just respect for the culture, like.
Okay.
Because usually that's how niggas rap. Like, they talk they shit like my niggas build, like.
All right, put that in your bio. I want that right now.
Okay. You ask. All right, Leash made me do it.
Hashtag Leash made me do it. All right, Lucci, what else you up to?
Right now I got a few things in the works right now, but we'll build on that later on. All
right. I'm liking these intros. They spicy. All right, so you know what? We have to get into the What's the Strain segment. That's what we talk about, what we brought, because I see everyone decided they don't want my fucking weed. They just want to bring their own.
Shit. I thought I said y'all
going to
put it back.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Say your own shit for later.
Admiration with y'all shit. So I know y'all was like, let me not smoke all her shit. I'm gonna help her out.
Facts.
That's always the thinking when you're a stoner. You don't ever want to smoke somebody's shit up.
Without bringing what if that's their
ass? Now they broke.
You always gotta bring something to the table.
Now they broke, can't get smoked. But yeah, what was I going to say? What's the strain segment? Where we go and talk about what we brought, what we rolled in, and who rolled what. How we feeling today? What made us want to smoke? Like, you know, like, how you feeling? What's your vibe?
Just a stoner. I don't know what to
hashtag,
say.
Hashtag.
I've been smoking since I was 18 and never stopped.
Oh, and we'll do that.
How long can you smoke?
We'll do that. Oh, all right, so you start me. Since you decided to hop on in with your answer. How long have you been smoking?
So what's that? 8 years? Not almost 9 years, I guess.
Long girl. Put it up.
No, never taste it.
What you rolled?
I brought some platinum with me.
What you rolled it up in?
In a backwoods, sweet and aromatic.
Okay, sponsor me.
We all need that sponsorship shit.
That's right.
All right.
And how you feeling today?
I'm actually feeling pretty good, you know? Yeah. Had a nice little drive over here.
Really? Wasn't too much traffic or anything?
Nah, it wasn't that bad, actually.
I'm from
Philly. 215 in the building, you know what I'm saying?
I came from Philly.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta have some drive and some determination if you wanna get anywhere in life.
That energy is well needed when you're a creator.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Bring
shares down. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had the opportunity.
I think there's a crank on
if you
it,
want,
bro. On the left
there
side.
There you go.
What were we saying?
The energy.
You like that energy, determination,
dedication.
I like that energy. That's a creative energy. What else? Who next? Because you brought something else.
I did.
We're going to go back in a circle.
So she brought some, but you made her put it back
in
the bag.
Yeah, I got a little
offended. Oh, wait, I was joking.
Look, don't joke with me like that.
She's like, I'm smoking this at home.
You could have said the right thing to the wrong person.
Could have saved, you know. This one.
That'd have been a nice
one. This one that I brought. What is this one?
You leaf laying it?
You
said this one to me, too.
Yeah.
Orange haze. I brought some orange haze.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, I got it from Lindewall.
So Lindewall Kush.
Yeah.
Hey, she knows the rules. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you rolled the same stuff she did.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
What you brought?
Child, y'all name a name. I ain't got no name.
What you say? Where you from?
Oh, what they told you?
I'm from Philly. Where? Okay, Philly.
Okay, so you got some Philly Kush in the building.
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
I ain't got a name for it. I got my name.
But they told me
my name for it is Leafy Griefy.
What?
That's what
I'm going. Hey, shit, it ain't get trimmed right. That's what that is. Trim job. The trim job was horrible.
That's why I am.
It's mine right here. Mm-hmm. Nobody smoking shit.
I'm sorry.
She's like the walk. Okay, who next with the Western strain? Nikki, what's your role? We'll come back to you. You roll the same stuff he did?
Nikki, you see me do it. Give it to me. Give me out of character. Give me this.
I only thought with my cousin today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally, you know, you bring the bag. But today, I still got the bag, but I didn't bring the bag.
Okay.
You know, while we at the house.
What's your favorite strain then?
What's my favorite strain? It depends, like, the vibes. See, like, I'm naturally high.
Okay.
I'm naturally high.
I know that's
so, like, I smoke when I want.
Right. I'm gonna speak that.
Like, sometimes it be morning, sometimes it be night. Sometimes, you know.
It's whenever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you gotta have the tubes. My tube somewhere in the back.
Okay.
I let him hold it today.
Okay. You come prepared, basically.
Equipped.
And okay. I wasn't planning on being on a podcast if you decide, but
this is what I was doing.
The vibes are there, so.
So you wanted to stick around. I'm liking that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I right, keep it going.
So hit him up, linked him, whatever. Show y'all. Like, all right. Linked up with the guy over here.
You want a bag?
So the strand that I copped on some of the Kush. And I got it from my Nork. So.
You got some Nork Kush?
That Nork Kush. No, not even Nork Kush. That Essex County Kush.
Give me 1 second. Yellow. Oh, of course, of course. Are you here?
I'm gonna have to rock with that day. EC Kush.
Oh no, it's fine. When do you think we might be able to arrive?
Shape.
Grinding.
I can hurt you.
5:30-ish. Alright, we usually end at 5.
Yeah, she prepared.
Do you want to try and come next week? You want to do it at the same time next week, Big Home? Okay, I'm so sorry, Shay. If I didn't realize that, I should have told you how the traffic might be coming. I'm sorry, but we'll see you next week, okay?
God damn it.
No problem.
Got that traffic, didn't he? I told you. I told you. That traffic.
Alright.
Everybody.
What are we saying?
I guess it's back what you on me.
Wait. Oh, yeah. It's back on you. You told us Lemon Kush.
Lemon Kush.
Y'all gonna put that up. I don't know when this is. I guess it's
that dour. Oh, it's that dour sound.
Dour
sour. Dour
sour. Bower or dour?
That's what I call it.
Dour.
I like it. I like this.
Trust that. They'll tell me nothing. They'll tell me nothing.
I think I do you.
I got me that quick. Like.
So why they call you Trap Nikki?
Alright, so my older brother, he always on this live me app. Mm-hmm. So he was like, "Girl, you need to hop on." So I'm like, "Alright, I'm gonna hop on." So I had to come up with a name. It took me forever. I'm gonna put my paper. Trap Nikki.
That's that shit. I'm gonna keep that.
Yo.
Yeah.
So they just keep calling me Trap.
So it's just stuck in there.
Whenever they need me, Trap it. Hey, even my mom said it.
Wow.
That's crazy. Deep.
Yeah, that is deep once your mom starts saying that
shit. It stinks, for real. Like,
that's your nickname forever.
So, that's how I got my name.
That's dope. Okay. All right, so we done with What's the Strain. We'll go into What's the Tea. This is where we talk about. Hold on.
I'm dying.
Gotta bring your lugs.
These shits ain't iron no more. That's where we talk about the tea we saw on the Instagram blogs that I love to stalk. I don't know about you guys, but the Shade Room's my best friend. And then we talk about the social injustice.
Get it. We got you. We here.
Bring it
we
back
here.
Now.
Why you hop this
the social injustices we see in the news today. So, the first thing I want to talk about, let me bring it, you know, because I always forget every time, like clockwork. Oh my god, how long had the music been playing?
I hope you can hear us.
I know, right? Well, we still got a whole hour and a half, so we Gucci.
This is the real Bill right here.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Let me get to the scent.
Anybody got a grinder?
Who don't got a grinder? You in a room full of potheads.
I
got a wood grinder.
It's
going to be sticky, though.
Word.
It's
I didn't think it was this heavy.
Like that. Like that. Just, you got to pull
it. I want to be that guy.
Come in, girl.
They've been this grinder.
How long have you had this? Ever?
I just got that in June.
Got it.
In June. Well, not just. But it started getting sticky. I got to clean it, but I don't know how to. It's wood. It's my metal.
Yeah.
So, did you guys hear about the fact that there was this lady? Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this first. If you was working at a fast food restaurant, would you go so far as to ever get in an altercation with a customer? Like, would it ever reach the moment where you gotta fight them? Like, it's time. How far would the altercation go, though?
What? All right, listen. So, I come from childcare. So
okay.
This whole retail thing is something new for me. I work at Cakes on South Street.
Okay.
So, working on South Street, we deal with so many different people. And then we get those ones who just keep talking. And me, I don't do a whole lot of talking. So I'm like, all right, what we gonna rock? Like, what's up? Like, I don't do a whole lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
I tell every customer that I don't care who it is. I will slap somebody's grandma. I threaten kids. I don't play. Stop touching these shoes, yo. And then they go look at me and walk away. Like, yo, it's come to that point. Like, we deal with drunk people, so you find a drunk person, you're not getting nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not getting nowhere. So, yeah, I will get physical with somebody.
he would.
I swear to my grandma, what you say, how you say it, exactly, like you can respond to this shit too.
Facts also.
Like I be coming chill. They keep getting.
It's almost like the Boondocks. Like laughing. if you wanna step into that nigga moment, or not, you know what I'm saying?
Like it's a nigga moment.
You know what? I want to be a nigga right now or no?
Nigga, do I really want to knock your ass out of
that? Real shit, like.
I got money to build up right now.
Facts, like, you know what I'm saying?
Where you gotta think about that shit before you do something like, who got cold if I got locked up? Right now. Where?
Can I afford this?
Nah, I can't afford that shit right now.
Nine times out of ten, you can never do it, you know what I mean?
But
it ain't
that,
never worth it.
Bell and court fees, nigga? Yeah, hell no.
It's not worth it. And so that's why it's always weird to me that people do take it a step further. There was an Arby's worker that threatened to kill a customer because of an altercation they had in Oklahoma. And I perused the story because, you know, I never fact check. I always just assume. But I perused the story. And what I had gotten was the fact that she basically called her some type of name or slur, like bitch or slur or something like that. And it got into a fist fight, but then she actually was like trying to kill her. Like it got to attempted murder level.
That's
so
nuts.
Would you ever get to that level with a customer?
Oh no.
If you
not kill them.
Like literally trying to kill
strong
them.
Threat.
A nice heavy weighted threat.
But a killer.
I'd probably make him feel stupid at the end of the situation. To be honest with you, like that's intense. My opinion. I don't know. Like, what happened is the question.
So afterwards,
no, I'm saying like why
her and almost killed her.
I'm saying why though. Like, why did the whole thing start?
I guess because the altercation, the altercation must have been very serious. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but like they didn't go into why it started.
Let me pull it up. That's why I keep it. Feel me. That's why I keep the link.
Facts.
That's why you gotta get the bag.
You heard.
Word.
That's why we gotta wait for slow ass internet.
Factual.
Let me close this email. No, whatchamacallit.
Emotions and shit will take you to a dark place, bro.
It's not worth it.
You let them drag you into this shit. For real, bro.
It's not worth it. Is this a blunt? No,
hold on. The shit goes up real quick.
Yeah, which one go to you?
Drop a motherfucking dollar.
Facts.
Which way you going?
I think this one's gonna be up.
Long time.
But what y'all heard? Let me pull it up.
I was about to just tell me. I mean, I'm right here, so might as well, right?
You here?
No, I'm like right directly in front of the computer. Unless you want to start earlier, you know what I'm saying? Being abusive and cursing, spit in her face. All right, that's biological warfare.
You could beat the shit out of somebody for spitting in your face. That's biological warfare
under the law.
You said biological warfare.
That's a violation. Like,
that's beyond being a violation in the streets. Like you spit in a nigga face. That's like
you could
death
be having
to you,
you could
my
be
nigga.
Carrying some kind of disease.
Like for example, you spit in a cop's face, you gonna get booked. Plus, you gonna get charged for biological warfare.
Oh shit.
Because that shit is literally somebody can have herpes, whatever they spit. And you spitting at somebody, you know what I'm saying? And now I got.
I got your herpes.
You feel me?
You're strange.
I'm going to jail now.
I mean, that shit's real. Shit.
You okay? Like, better catch this word.
I mean.
About to charge up.
In that situation, you might have to sock a motherfucker. For surely. Where is this y'all going? What, the smoke?
No, these workers.
Oh, yeah, facts.
I've been seeing a lot of workers getting into a lot of fights. I've been seeing some Instagram videos. I think it was a few Shade Room ones. There was that one, but there's been some that I feel like have been in defense and I've agreed with. I saw that one with that lady from, I think it was a McDonald's worker and that white man. And he was like yoking her up.
Oh yeah, in certain situations, it's definitely called for.
It's called for.
Definitely in certain situations. That's why I was asking, why did this shit happen? Now that I see that
he spit in her face.
Now, like, you know what I mean,
you asking to?
Yeah, you definitely asking to get, like, you know what I mean, yeah.
You talking about that video when I'm like, it's like he came over kind of like yoked her up.
Yeah, like you know the one. That she,
oh, he spit in her face.
No, this is a different altercation. But he had yoked her up. The other one.
This one, he spit in her face when she was in the drive-thru.
Oh, the drive-thru?
And then she, afterwards, she drove and shot at her.
That's intense, right? Like, that's a lot of it.
Didn't she kill him with a gun?
Yeah, she shot him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She actually did kill him.
At the end, afterwards, she came and left, and then she was playing chicken with him, it says. Playing chicken with him in the cars, and then afterwards, she shot at him and drove back to work.
That's intense.
Since
I'm a clock, that's really intense.
She came back with the heat.
Facts.
She got a gun and everything.
Yeah. Who won next?
Word.
Came right back where they don't worry about it.
Right.
Damn, son, that's a crazy ass altercation right there.
You could have let me out the store. You don't have to play chicken. You could have went about your day.
Like. You doing too much at that point. You too obsessed.
This,
and then, yeah, facts.
And shooting at him.
In the car. Like,
that is intense.
Just like, where'd she go?
That's like, there's so many ways to go. There's so many ways to go about that shit.
But that's some predator shit though, real talk. Like,
what, like chasing him down?
Yeah, that's being a predator. Like, you basically hunting a motherfucker down. Like,
yeah, at that point, you definitely on some shit.
You're obsessed at that point.
But it's like, I don't know.
That's
facts.
Yeah, like, you're off work.
That's facts.
Leave it at work. That's why I be hating people when they be bringing their negative energy to my job. Oh, that shit. 8 hours a day.
And this was the manager.
Exactly. What?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this is the manager.
Manager.
Harvey's manager. Like, how you got a manager that, right? How you got a manager that's acting like that?
Arby's gonna be doing background checks.
Right, facts. Factual. There's always a right and a wrong.
He checked no on that felon. On that felon part. He said no.
That's out of pocket.
Whatchamacallit? You know what happened this week? Let's take a moment of silence for Nipsey Hussle. And I was thinking about also, let's take a moment of silence for another beautiful creative with a beautiful soul, Mac Miller. Two creatives promoting change for their culture, promoting change for their community. Just take a moment of silence for them. Yep. Yeah. How y'all feel about Nipsey Hussle? About his passing? How you feel when you heard that? Okay, let me tell you how I did. I heard he was shot right when I was going to sleep. And I said, and a part of me, I don't want to say didn't feel affected, but it felt like, I've been hearing a lot of rappers been getting shot lately. So I was like, okay, maybe he'll make it. I'll wake up and he'll be like, oh, hospitalized in stable condition like Rich the Kid and all the other people that got shot. So I'm waking up and the first thing I see is CNN saying Nipsey Hussle dead. I'm like, huh?
Facts.
And within five hours of each other, of me seeing that one report and the next report saying he died when I woke up.
When they say he got shot, they ain't say nothing about him getting shot in the head. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they just say he got shot. So it's like, oh, he gonna be all right.
Yeah.
But then once you actually, once you found out what really happened, it's like, damn. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There's a lot of conspiracy behind it also.
I know. According to like. But I've been trying to actually like keep away from the videos and the pictures and shit that I've been seeing coming out. Like, that been, like, exposing, quote-unquote, some of the shit that happened that day, like, with Lauren. And then it was a conspiracy video saying that they believe that he was hired by the FBI because of Dr. Sebi, which I also think is slightly true. I will not say, I don't think it's the FBI, but I do think there probably was somebody mad at him for exposing some part of Dr. Sebi. And the whole movie, even though Nick Cannon is taking that over, so shout out to him. But I think that is a little slight part being true there. But other than that, I haven't been looking at any of the other, because it's too much.
Word. I mean, yeah. I mean, Nipsey Hussle was a. I mean, it's crazy how after he died, like, there's so many different little things. Did you hear? I don't know if this is true or not, but you heard that, like, all the gangs, like, signed a truce or something after he died? Or am I tripping? Somebody told me that shit. So they must have been capping. They must have been capping. But in any case, he was half Eritrean, half
Boy, that shit is dope.
Black, too, so, you know what I mean? He was repping for my culture, so I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man of many talents.
And it's always dope when you see creatives who, like, literally you never know how far their reach is. Like, yeah. You didn't understand. I didn't realize, like, that's why I compare him and Mac Miller with his death, because they both were just, they had such a far reach within the hip-hop culture and within just this black culture in general. And it was just shocking to me. And so it's just, RIP to him. I don't know. Just a black king. Sad that he had to get shot. Oh, of course. Thank you, Google Chrome, for crashing. Oh, wow. Technology hates me. But yeah, RIP to Nipsey Hussle. Does anyone know what the next thing is?
I can pull it up on my phone for you.
Hell yeah, because of Google Chrome.
I definitely remembered before I smoked all these blunts.
That's what happens. That's why I can't remember. That's why I rely on my game. Because, thank you. Who has seen us? Thank you so much.
I have seen other. Let me tell
you
something.
He came like an impromptu intern over here. Like, for a camera.
I haven't.
Not at all. I'm just a prepared young man.
I like
that's it. Dedicated to what I do.
It's not scary, though.
Wait, what y'all say about us?
It's not scary.
It's mine.
I haven't seen it yet.
So that
don't do no spoilers.
Crazy
yeah, I ain't watched that joint yet.
It's like, it's really like a thriller. It's not like.
I'm about to go see it. Who's that?
Because I want to do it the twice. Like,
who was that?
So I can get the first time, like, what? And the second time,
she was talking like she was straight off the boat.
Like, where was her voice?
Wait, did y'all see Acrimony?
I was irked. I'm like, it's going to take you a minute.
Did y'all see Acrimony?
No, I didn't see that.
With Taraji?
No, but I know that's good too.
Terrible. No.
It's terrible?
The ending was just weird and terrible. How did she get to the boat? How did she get to the boat? I'm so confused as to how she got to the boat. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I only seen it's terrible. One scene. She was on the ground.
Just watch it.
He was on the ground.
Tyler Perry has been slacking in his movies lately. Because he's over Madea. I figured when I watched Madea, I thought it was going to be the bee's knees because it was going to be her last movie.
The bee's knees.
But Madea's funeral, early funeral, is
you seen it?
Terrible.
Wow.
What's the plot
line?
But then
again, they were Caucasian. They loved it.
They loved it. It was a good show.
I heard great things.
I'm like, Paul,
what do you mean?
I'm so
good. I loved it. I just talked to him and they
said it was a beautifully
time.
Put together movie.
They said they laughed the whole time. Oh my god.
You're
the best one.
The best one by far.
Medea has been slacking for years.
I just be having
a lot
of it's just the boo. Medea, boo, both of them. I like.
I feel like I wasted an hour of my life.
Where mom started twerking.
Like, you ever watched a movie and felt like that? Like,
yeah.
You just sitting.
No, like you wasted time.
Why did I pay for this?
Not even pay for it, just watch it.
I should have got this shit on DVD. I knew I shouldn't have came. When they only showed that one commercial, like, I knew I shouldn't have
talked about it. I was like, ugh, been like this.
Yeah, no.
I could have went without buying
it. Yeah, like, oh my God. I spent money on this popcorn. I might as well take this shit home now because now I'm going to make it last. Okay? There was no reason I'm leaving. Jordan Peele said recently that he will only hire black actors in his movies. And not white actors as his leads.
I appreciate
because this is for us, by us, FUBU.
Facts.
Managed by, what's that nigga name with the ball?
But do y'all feel like it's a problem that certain things like that have to be announced?
Yeah, the one that owns FUBU.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a problem. I
think it's amazing.
You know, people get confused.
We don't have horror movies for us.
People get confused.
Exactly.
Like, I see enough of y'all, too. Like,
and exactly.
Let me have it.
And we always die first. Why can't we just get our movies where we can last the whole movie?
Factual. I mean, scary movies, at least.
And we can, now we have our own, and it's dark, and it's like, okay, now this is a dramatic, dark piece.
Like, I love it.
And it's always deep.
This is for you.
Thank you. This is for you. Thank you for this. I appreciate that.
Wait a minute.
So that's what he said. If y'all liked it, I liked it.
It was alright.
I ain't see it yet. I'm gonna see it tonight. It's gonna be like I like to see his movies twice.
I didn't think what I thought.
So you gotta go once, just random spandam, just to watch it, just to see it. And then you gotta go second time to go see what you see. That's what I did with Get Out. I said
yes. It's like I already know what the twist is, so it's like I'm sad.
On what?
With the horror movie? Oh, yeah.
Like the whole movie, I'm just saying.
Because this one's supposed to be scarier than Get Out, so I'm wondering
it's
if
not.
I'm...
I like Get Out
more.
I'll watch
Get Out today.
Really? Right! They need to put that shit on FX. Okay? That shit is great.
That's going to be one of the movies on the cloud the kids watch.
Yeah. Seriously.
Let's Get Out. Sit down. We're going to watch it.
You'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you know what's crazy? How we used to grow up with the motherfucking VHS cassette tapes up in the motherfucking bookshelf. Mm-hmm. Kids gonna grow up with the motherfucking movies on the cloud. Like
they ain't never got to rewind.
Ever.
But yo, they don't even get that experience, though. That shit is crazy.
I'm seeing that shit. Wait, y'all ever seen the line start going in when you like, shit start fucking up? And you like, wait. Okay.
Well, that shit just motherfucking do that little.
Now you got like, okay, so like, I gotta watch this shit. Okay.
We're like, why? That shit coming on now.
At least it's regular.
You're like, hold on, bro. That shit fuck up a little bit. Yeah, that shit a little bit.
Don't pick that tape. That one's fucked up.
That shit got too many scratches on that tape.
Listen.
TV,
like,
though.
Damn, you was talking about it for that long?
Like, what's up?
Goddamn.
That's funny.
What's the next thing? Have y'all heard of the recent issue with Yes Jules? And then when she went on this podcast, podcast interview recently and talked about a couple of black female media. What am I twisting? I've been twisting this for 10 minutes.
There's nothing in there. Well, not 10 minutes. You only got that joint like a minute or two ago.
It's felt like
I understand what you mean.
What you think?
You need to get your bearings together. Come on, bring it together. Take a breath.
What was I saying? What were they talking about?
The Yes Jules situation.
Yes Jules. She went in a podcast interview recently and talked with a black, mind you, a black... rapper from way back when. He fell off a little bit, so he's trying to make a comeback. Joe Budden actually said this on his podcast like 2 weeks ago. He fell off, and so this was going to be his comeback. And so this is also supposed to be Yes Jules' comeback as well, because, you know, no one really fucked with Yes Jules except for Yes Jules. And she's just so blatantly prejudiced and racist and... She just does not care about the culture that she works in, which is also what Joe Budden said. Because people like to go by, Joe Budden said that when I say things on podcasts.
What?
So Joe Budden also said.
Is that
deep? I only had to have one crazy do that. I'm not exaggerating. I only had one crazy do that. But he also said that. And so he let the dude, the thing that was the uproar was the fact that the dude let... Yes Jules say nigga. And Yes Jules is quote unquote Puerto Rican to her own self-proclamation. And so she often likes to say nigga, even though she's very white. So when she went on the podcast, he said, there's no reason to get upset. No, I'm not going to get upset. Because you know where I came from back in Harlem, we let them say nigga all the time to white people. So, I, you know what? I see it as being nigga, you know, like,
You like, you black anyway.
Mm. What was the name of this artist?
I'm gonna say Mook. What she said? He was a battle rapper.
I was about to say.
A battle rapper. In Harlem. Hey, Danny.
Interesting.
Hey, Dan. How you doing? Nothing, you know, getting high, regular shit.
Hey, Dan.
Getting up. So basically, he told her she could say nigga. It's no problem. Yeah. And Twitter was not up for her.
Especially if she's somebody that's like
a blatant racist. She went to Haiti and was like, "Post cheating. I visit Haitians all the time." She, you know, she put it on her.
But I was like, her.
She put
like,
on her Instagram and said, "Ching, I'm with all the Haitian children."
Ching, you still posing?
That's how she was though. She said, literally.
I can't have you on here.
But I don't like when celebrities do shit like that.
Like you
don't
sis, really mean you it. Never
but
ever.
That's the thing, though. Who's to say she means it or not?
She didn't, because immediately next day she called somebody nigga.
Oh. She called him a nigga.
What is she?
But she likes to say nigga in all her stories, so I don't know. She's white. She's white. She said she was Puerto Rican somewhere in her life.
Who?
Veronica Vega. Vega. Loving hip hop.
I don't know who that is.
The blonde
she thinks
sis.
She can say nigga.
She thinks she can say nigga. She's like
I'm not necessarily about that, but maybe she's. I don't know. Mm-mm. I get her PR she person just is just horrible. Like
I don't know where PR has been. I've been asking this question for a year, like at least 2 years now. Where have people's PR people been?
Right, bro.
Some of these artists, I've been looking like, what's happening?
She said she felt ego just because she grew up in the hood.
She can say it, and a lot, and that's the thing. That's a big narrative within that culture. It's very like, especially in Florida. I want to say, who lived in Florida? Somebody said they lived in Florida.
I did.
Is it like that?
In Jacksonville. I mean, I didn't meet nobody that was white when I was out there, but I was around.
If they live
Zos.
In the hood,
yeah, right. Like I was around mainly Zos and motherfuckers. Yeah, like so that culture out there is really like different. Mm-hmm. Because you still get that island culture because they fresh off. Mm-hmm. They back still wet, like.
Oh my.
You feel me? Like they.
They didn't get the English. They just not the English, speaking English.
Not even
yet.
That. Like they still got that habit and that mentality from being out there, and they over here.
Okay.
So you can only imagine how that environment is out there.
You never had anyone of a Hispanic race when they grew up in the hood that they feel as though they could say, "Nigga, it's easier." Not saying that that's an issue because I don't think I feel like if. You're from an Afro-Latino heritage.
Yeah,
I feel as though
I feel as though Latinos are black, though. Like,
yeah, any minority, for real. Most of them, like, other than, like, maybe Asians.
Because if we talking about they from Spain.
Maybe Asians. Maybe more.
But it's like, they look down on us.
Who is that?
Some of them. Some of the Hispanics look down on us.
Some of the cultures.
Oh, yeah.
Cubans.
But that's because of hate within themselves. I mean, racism got everywhere. Like, racism destroyed the world in so many different ways.
And he's, like, the same color as me.
Get out.
Like,
there's that. It's always that. It's that underlying.
That's weird.
Get it. Like,
underlying thing. People don't want to admit it to themselves, but everyone has a small hint of being prejudiced to some extent. Because whenever we have a fear of some sort and it's related to some type of random issue, like let's say we're at the airport and they have like, or you hear in the news there's a bomb scare or someone tried to threaten to take down a plane or whatever. You always have that fear, but you don't ever voice that. You know what I mean? Like you don't, it's not an issue. Not saying that there's an issue. Let me put that out there with Islam or Muslim people or anything like that. I'm saying when you have that fear, like recently, Jess Hilarious got slammed on Instagram because she put on her live, these people were going to blow up the plane because they were Muslim, which is totally offensive.
Yeah. She was bugged the fuck out.
Obviously.
Yeah. Like, and so that's what I'm saying. People all have that prejudice within them, but they all voice it.
whenever they want, and it's always.
I don't know if everybody does.
She does think it's okay.
I don't know if everybody does, but some people are some people are just psychologically brainwashed in so many different ways.
Ooh,
like
tell
even
me
through
more.
Even through cartoons, like back when in the 90s, for example, The Lion King. Let's go to The Lion King, right? So. Scar is the only black motherfucking lion.
Yo, that's a little gym though. Like,
you dig what I'm saying?
He killed his brother.
You feel me? Like, he's a snake ass nigga, and he was the only nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Aladdin, you feel what I'm saying? The hyenas, exactly. Aladdin, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's programmed low key to have that fear in your
that,
mind.
That negative.
That the black mm-hmm. color or tone of skin is a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
So that's they
just,
automatically thought.
Exactly.
All the time. Like,
and who's
no
who's to
what?
Say that? And who's to say that it's our fucking it's our responsibility to change that shit?
It's not.
It's not. But it's like it's our responsibility to not act upon certain, you know, certain things.
Word.
to keep ourselves above the hatred and the bullshit and the. And the degrading actions that, I don't know, like, just in general, like, anything, like, niggas being niggas, I don't know, like, any, I'm sure we all know what I'm talking about, I don't know if I really got it, but it's like, you know, there's just ways to better ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and that, and, you know, the hood, for example, we were placed in that shit.
Exactly.
So it's like we are on an upwards hill, but it's up to the people that got, that are like-minded. And mm-hmm. that are trying to see better in the society and in the whatchamacallit to make that shit happen. You dig what I'm saying? The problem is, exactly, the problem is people leave the hood and never go back to the hood. And never do for the hood. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They leave that shit and they like, fuck them niggas, they hated on me all this time. And that's the fucking, and that's the hateful, that's the bad-minded, emotional bullshit, petty bullshit. But it's like because you're different. Because you're different. Anything that's different and can't and if they, all right, listen. The thing about people, if you can't manipulate somebody, then they gonna fucking they not gonna like you.
Yeah,
if you're not being able to be manipulated.
But that's something that's in the hood though, oddly enough.
It is.
When you travel and go outside and go to different communities, it's like you don't really get that vibe or that energy, and it's different. And it's like, yo, why does that only exist here? Like,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what
exactly.
You said with the mentality too. Like,
but then once
our environment.
Exactly.
Too,
I mean, and we were placed in an environment where there's liquor stores on every fucking corner, and there's
mm-hmm.
and there's and.
Preach.
Niggas ain't bring coke into the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's a
niggas
whole
ain't,
operation.
You know?
Like, niggas like, who the fuck introduced that shit first? Like.
And then now, beyond all of that, now we got psychological shit that we have to overcome in order to get, you know what I mean? So it's like
even
so many
point.
Obstacles.
And they
you
laugh
know
at us.
Mean?
You know, they laugh at us. Every single time they see us trying better. Ha!
It's
know,
almost
we
like that.
Let you had that for
a little bit. But we'll take it away in a second.
Like
don't worry.
It's definitely almost
we coming
like
back
that.
For it.
Got you.
We'll find some way.
But that all comes up. Damn. All right. That all comes with being accord with yourself.
Fact.
Because like our conversation with being government and being self-governed. If you're not self-governed, Malcolm X said it best, you're going to fall for fucking anything. So why be a fucking fool?
Exactly.
And just move according to your own will.
It's not even about own will, it's about emotions. People be moving off of emotions and off of and off of just like and they
and picture like what's going on. Like come on, we gotta help each other out.
That's
to better
exactly.
ourselves.
That's right.
In
some people don't
want to
be helped.
What we are in, like.
Some people can't be helped, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just so deep
cool
into it.
Niggas, you know?
That's factual.
Hello, oh my god, the coonery I've been seeing on Twitter has been baffling.
Where, especially around the Nipsey Hussle.
Like,
it's
been
really disrespecting the OG, like, why
like,
he passed
him.
Like, I don't understand. Like, motherfuckers, they know, okay, if you know you want to be a professional sports whatever, if you know that you can't stand up for black people or do anything for your black people, why do it?
Oh, you mean like you should try to use your platform in order
yeah.
to better? Of
like,
course, that's what anybody.
Like, that's everybody mentality. Oh, I want to get my family out the hood.
No, fuck it. It's not about just your family, but you have to prioritize. Of course, you can't
mm-hmm.
you can't help anybody else without yourself being in a place to help.
Time,
you feel what I'm saying?
Like,
You have to prioritize, unfortunately, and that's where niggas start building that hatred. Cause on the road to success, you got to sometimes separate yourself from certain environments in order to better yourself and then come back. But it's like, damn, bro, you got to realize that I'm trying to better myself so that I can better everybody around me. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a process.
I was talking to my friend
I mean, why did she get mad though?
I got this whole plan. I'm gonna save my money and I'm gonna be set. But still working for the white people, right?
I mean, if that's her priority to get her money up in order to build something successful in the future, then I ain't mad at it.
She's not even trying to have no business.
She's just trying to save money up and retire. She's just trying to save money and retire. Yeah, that's a bad life. That's,
like, it's more than life.
That's low key miserable, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
Become something. Like, you can make a big
She might be deep in depression.
You can't make a lot of clothing lines out here.
You can do anything. Like, there is a lot of different things you can do out here. Yo, I think she might just be low key in.
Doing anything now.
What's that? Could really do anything and really get a bag out that shit. Look at the little stupid ass white boy that's doing the motherfucking dances. Like, he got a bag off of that shit.
Six figures off them shits. That's crazy, right?
Like,
we do anything. With the internet, who got it?
Yeah, like,
got close.
But the crazy thing about it is, how many of these young black men are doing the same thing and can't get the same spotlight than he is? You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, we get better than that shit.
Did you hear about that? Did you hear about the little black kid that got arrested?
That's what I thought silently to myself.
He got arrested when he was in Walmart.
A lot of people wanted to say this.
That black kid. It was in the shade room. He got arrested because he did it in Walmart and they arrested him.
Who?
It was a little black kid trying to do the same thing and sing in Walmart, and they arrested him.
Arrested him?
He was selling stuff?
Wow. No, he was trying to do the little singing.
Did a little dance jump?
Hit the little...
Black.
Hit the little J.
Separated. Okay, I need to see what I'm typing. Black kid arrested.
Yo.
Shit, yeah, for what, yodeling.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
For yodeling?
That's what I mean.
You got arrested for yodeling.
Oh, it's a fake story. Hold on.
I thought he was laughing.
What?
I thought he was like.
Never mind.
I just got some bars. Like, what?
It was a hoax. It was a hoax.
Okay.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
It's all good. It's easy to get blurred lines on Twitter.
You know what I mean?
She said, bless you, huh?
All right, wait. All right, so we're going to go into the lessons from Lee segment where we talk about the advice that I follow this thread on Twitter called Six Brown Chicks. Pretty dope. Follow it because they post this really funny thread. And it's about people who have problems in their lives and they're looking for advice on the world of Twitter. And I said, fuck that. The people that come in this podcast can get even better advice, because hello, we're high. So I figured, why don't I just ask the questions to you guys and see what your advice is? Don't pre-read. Okay.
Yeah.
I was
just checking me real quick. I ain't mad at it.
Wait a minute now. Who did it?
That's one thing about cool, calm, cool, collected.
I love it. Thank you. Whatchamacallit. But yeah, okay. So then, you guys give the advice and then we'll go through them. All right, question one. I'm Irish. This is my first time dating an African American woman. I'm confused about the gifting policy when dating. She said gifting policy. I must have a gift for her whenever we meet. Mm-hmm. I've brought jewelry, paid for every meal.
Sounds like you getting got, my nigga.
A meeting gift. I gotta bring you a gift every time I see you.
He said, what? Wait, what? And she says it's a black cultural tradition.
Advice. Oh, you got, my God. You got it.
We always take advantage of something.
Facts. Facts.
And that's it. Ain't no damn rituals.
You don't know that.
Well, but
she's somewhere like, girl.
Every time. Every time I need to have some type of gift. Yes. So
she with her girls like, what?
My grandpa did it from his wife. His grandpa did it.
He's like, oh, his wife.
That's
all we need.
Yeah,
so.
Damn, bro.
You got
a bag.
Yo,
my said jewelry.
You got a real bag.
Jewelry, you gotta get jewelry, pay for every meal. But I mean,
jewelry.
Paying for every meal is like, but y'all date. Not every single meal. Not every single meal.
My thing about it is, with females, is like, it's like, she gotta at least act like she, or like, motherfucking put that effort in at least once in a while. It's like, damn.
Yeah, of course.
Or else I'm going to feel like, all right, you just trying. Yeah,
you trying to use me.
You just trying to use me. And at that point, it's just like,
all right, you know what I mean?
Pretty much.
First time you asked me to sign, I feel like you using me.
Facts.
Damn. He's like, all right, cool.
Every single
like,
time.
If I want to do something, let me do it out of my own.
The strength, like.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Until you say something.
Exactly. He let that, exactly. That's allowing. He definitely did allow that.
Because he could have been like, no, thank you.
Right.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Right.
He said, all right.
He's giving me a gift.
So he must have money. And she must have a fat ass or something. Like, just to keep it funky.
My advice. My advice to you, sir.
That shit was magic. She done laid that nigga on some shit.
Right, facts. He's an Irish dude. He ain't never had nothing like
that.
That
ass. Like, he never had that before.
She got that.
He said, this is my first time getting that from record. So, my advice to you, sir, is to think about your situation and think really deeply about, is this sound truthful to you? Because did you date other women of other cultures? And did you have to give them a gift every single time?
She just made
this
look
bad. She made this up, sir. And I need you to really confront her and ask her why she did this. Because this sounds like a gold digger. And do you have money? What kind of money are you making? Because you ain't put that in there. You said gifting policy. I want to know. I want to know why you got. Hello! On point.
Not even to grab it. Just turn it on. Just press the power button.
Nail polish. I got you.
You said Sally, right? I got you.
Right in
the
DPS.
You
want to
look? I got you.
That's the only time you look at the whole order. Like, you like the number 5 with the extra fries, right?
Alright, I'm
gonna
get that on the way.
Oh,
nah,
I'm
gonna get
the
chocolate off of
all your shakes, too. Like,
whatever make you happy,
babe.
Oh, shit.
Alright.
Alright, let's go question 2. My ex and I just broke up. Everything was good.
No,
before. Moving away from you guys.
It's gonna take a minute. Yeah.
Yeah,
what's happening? It came
around. Alright, I got it. You don't mind.
You should
have looked like that. That was gold. That'd have been a nice little post, my bad. Excuse my me.
Word, cool.
word.
I see what he's saying.
I said that too.
I'm picking up what you're
throwing.
Okay,
y'all
hilarious.
I'm
thinking
that.
I'm about to say, you
gonna
sit down. I'm about to say, you
gonna sit down.
Make my fingers. All
right, let me see.
You wanna move to that chair?
Yeah. My ex and I just broke up. Everything was good before. She said before, parentheses. Our issue was I felt like I was putting in all the effort, foot rubs, etc. .com early pleasing her while, like, where they finding them? Pleasing her while she talked about work, but she never gave me the same energy. How to avoid this in the future? Y'all really need to start vetting the bitches y'all seeing.
Real rap, these niggas sound desperate.
Like, y'all real desperate, and that's what it is. Cause,
right.
If someone's telling me to do this, and I'm not getting no return,
I'm out.
Facts.
Ghost.
Deuces, facts. That's... Yo, like, what the hell?
You got a month. What's wrong with these people? If you don't give me the same energy after a month of us talking and dating, it's time to go.
What kind of friends do these people have is the question.
You got
me too.
You ain't got one friend that's telling you that this shit is Kanye and he fucked up.
Like, some, where y'all friends? Exactly. Where's your friends at? Like, y'all need better friends. Unless these people are just cutting y'all off, that's that communication off in your friends, which is also very toxic. So you need to think about that.
I don't know.
Don't you love that?
I just passed that shit. I was cooking, like, I need a break from this shit.
Question 3. I found a new barber for my kids. A few days later, he called and we had sex. It was amazing. I was celibate for 4 years previously. Thank you.
Gotta emphasize that. Like.
She's not crazy. Afterwards, afterwards, he called often. After I asked him for his time, he withdrew. I feel so ashamed. Find a new barber for the kids? What to do? You should have thought about getting a new barber after you got dated the first time. I don't get how you thought that was ever going to ever work out again.
She was just like...
He going to cut the hair all lopsided. Like...
Let me oops, like this shit.
No, she got it.
She busted up for a woman for 4 years?
She was celibate for 4 years before that. The barber must have looked good as fuck.
But my thing is,
she said they was dating. She said the next
my
day.
Whole thing is that she just got to chalk that up to it was like, not even an L. It's just like, you know what I mean?
You know, it was an
you
experience.
Did what you did. Now be a grown up and just move past it.
Go find a new barber.
Yeah. Not even, you ain't even got to find a new barber. The nigga got to try to act like a fucking respectable adult also. You can't just be a fucking hound, my nigga. Mm. So, if she comes through, she says she don't want to fuck no more, my nigga. It's cool. Just get your money. Yes. You can't cut off your money, my nigga. That's...
Nah, that's still a win-win situation, though. Like, you are...
You still getting money from me, you hit.
Yeah.
Shit.
And she's still paying you to cut her hair. Like, you winning right now. Because
that's how bitches become stalking.
Exactly.
Once you keep allowing that. Your life and shit.
And you know you don't want it.
I'm not going to lie. That is real facts. I had to learn the hard way.
Word.
That is real facts.
Like, you gotta... Once you leave that door open, they be like... It's cool.
That's the thing, exactly.
Oh, I thought I could cook for you real quick. I didn't know you wouldn't want me to have a key. I'll be the key. I got me the copy.
That's what I look like. What the fuck?
You said I'll be the copy.
You like bread?
You slide that
in. I know you like bread.
I ordered some for us.
Oh, shit.
So, get home.
Nah, that shit, that funny. That shit is so
this shit just sounds so unbelievable. Like, for real,
No, all of these are real. I forgot to add that disclaimer. All of these are real people.
I know, but it just sounds unbelievable. Like, how do you put yourself in these situations?
And, sometimes and you don't even put yourself in a situation. So that shit just happened.
Yeah.
But for then real. Again, you allowed it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it happened.
Longest time. Like, y'all need to learn how to cut it off quickly. Y'all staying with these niggas crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes the sexual attraction
females
is too deadly.
Emotionally invest in me, so one night stands. But, like, how you do it?
Yeah.
She was trying to cuff.
No, she was trying to cuff while he was calling, and then so he wasn't with it.
But he called off.
So yeah, so it's like, yeah, I know, but that means that
he was only
trying to hit.
For that pussy,
exactly.
Like the fuck?
4 years. I mean, shit, that joint was probably.
He
I
was
mean,
like,
I ain't trying. How
do y'all go into that pussy
into
was
a conversation? That's what I'm saying. Exactly. That shit was probably some amazing ass shit.
I'm not gonna lie. It'd be like that.
And if she and if she letting you hit, it's like, why not?
Why not?
You know what I mean? You
and that shit fire still.
You feel what I mean? So
I want the full meal.
But now, she has to be able to
fresh salad, like.
She has to be
able to get the entree.
She gotta be able to communicate. That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying? She gotta be able to communicate the fact that she's trying to look for something more, and then be like, "All right."
Why was you 4 years celibate?
Huh?
I'm just stuck on her being 4 years celibate.
Cause the last nigga fucked her mind up.
Yeah, probably.
She got kids. Yeah.
She can't do this.
Last nigga probably fucked her up.
Damn, she got kids. She had to be real strong.
Facts.
She gotta get over that shit, though.
And then beyond that, also, yeah, you gotta take care. You gotta take care of your kids too.
No, I gotta get used to
this. Now I gotta worry about myself. That shit, yeah, that's real.
Gotta start all over again.
Question 4. I moved from.
That's life.
I moved from Mississippi to Chicago to be with my boyfriend.
Oh,
we broke up 1 month later. I agreed to stay and help with rent.
Oh,
Oh. You fucked up right there.
Word. I'm gonna come back to that situation like that.
I really wanted to work on us. You fucked up again right there.
The movie?
But now she was in production. But now he's fucking women in our house while I'm home. It's no longer. You have barely. Hold on.
Love him.
Let's stop. Let's stop it right the here. Movie. Let's
bitch,
stop
you don't
it right
love
here.
Him. You just
you're deluded. You are bugging. Very deluded. I need her to take a step
bugging.
Back.
She started to reassess everything. And look at it. I still love him in all caps. Like she's tweaking.
She needs to take a second and really. She moved. Okay. Wait. Wait. She moved from Mississippi to Chicago to be with him.
Can we read some of the replies on these tweets?
Oh, yeah. These things are golden.
Yeah, what they said.
Hold on.
See.
I just
Word. That's a...
Oh, wait. Is this the right one? This
is the yeah, that's it.
He broke up with her a month later after she moved out there. But he's still fucking women in our house while I'm home. I still love him. And so they said, take your low self-esteem, have an ass to Mississippi immediately. Everything you did to get where you at was a wrong decision. All caps. You're not in love. You're just too foolish to love yourself single. Stop it. I'm going to do another one. These are great. So many women would be so much better and happier if someone would just tell them to stop it. Like Ron, like you know, remember Sammy.
Stop it, Ronnie.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop chasing after men. Stop sleeping with married men. Stop letting men use you and manipulate you. Stop seeking closure. Stop prioritizing relationships over yourself. Just stop it. Just stop. What is a bird for 500? Is what someone else said.
I don't know. I don't know.
Question.
I don't know.
Like, she flew from Mississippi, so she might be a bird.
With word. Oh, sure. No, with him, though.
She flew up north for the
no,
summer.
No, no, he was there.
Oh, he was there. And
that ass moved across to be with him.
It
was I'm going to go get my man.
She thought, but really she thought. She was really
she was on a dummy mission.
No, she was really just a piece of, that's crazy, bro. And niggas just the thing about
play
this,
your book.
The nigga is at some fault too.
He's
though.
Like, hello?
Wait, you can't be saying you can't say the nigga ain't at fault.
I feel like
oh yeah,
he
fault.
He was playing it. Like he was playing it the whole time. Niggas know if they gonna take a Jones serious or not.
Yo,
of
I was
course,
just,
that's
what I was thinking. Like, he knew he was.
That comes with
that.
Just proper thought. Like,
you know, once you know that shit. Like that, so it's like,
that's that. I'm going to fuck you anytime I want. Even if mm-hmm. I do got a bitch coming over.
I got a threesome right there.
Like,
drop the drug.
And she going to be like, okay, I love you.
I love him. I love him.
I don't know where they taught you what the meaning of love was, but that ain't it.
Boy, low all seriousness, though, we're joking,
like
but it's all coming from love.
Nigga,
what you
always
mean?
Gonna
oh,
like,
this? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, she actually going, what? Well, oh.
Exactly. What, she needs to get herself
out.
Where it's all coming
hey,
from
man.
Love.
Hey, man. Yeah, facts. How, I mean, you got to, what's the word?
Tough talk.
She no, needs to love. Get some higher self-esteem. She facts. Needs to definitely think more about herself because she sounds crazy stupid.
Word.
Dated my soulmate for 4.5 years. One child. He started cheating with an old, ugly woman. I confront him. She really is what I thought you would be. She's my future wife.
What?
Caps. And some of that.
That's his mom.
I stabbed him shoulder. And now he refuses my apology. I want him back. Advice?
It was only
y'all
a little
both crazy.
Kink.
Yeah.
Why he even like it?
Do a little stab real quick.
A little stab.
You high, I ain't kill you.
You gonna press you on
a
bomb with
you cut. It's a band-aid. Put a band-aid on
Dick kids or whatever. Like, come love me.
I stabbed him. I
showed him okay. Yeah.
Let's just take a moment to notice that all of y'all are crazy.
I was like, look. In the show.
She's being sarcastic.
Stabby back, go ahead.
We got you. Serious?
Serious?
Just a little stab. You'll be alright.
A little prickly. It's like a thumbtack. It's like a thumbtack.
It's a barrage.
You
know,
would you actually let the nigga stab you back?
Nah.
Where?
I said that.
Yeah,
what
the The sex got to be A1. Honestly. If I'm going if I'm going to forget about that shit, the sex
got to be A1.
With an ugly, ugly old woman? Probably because she had money. He you think she had money? This old,
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
He was going she would have sat with her.
He said he was going to marry his future wife. He waited for that.
She had money, right?
Nah, see, he being stingy. I would have sat down with Bae like, look, I'm about to go secure the bag.
I'll be back in 5 years.
I'm pulling you out. Like, I ain't going to
give us 5 years. I'll come visit every so often. Don't worry.
You can't get this bitch either.
They ain't handled that bag correctly. They fucked
up the bag.
But sis, you gotta get over it. I need you to really go to a therapist, get some therapy. Talkspace is an app. It's great. Use it. Because you have issues, and he has even more issues, and the two of you combined is toxic energy. And you don't need that. Like, where is your family?
Nobody checking on grandma.
Like, breaking up happy homes. Like, she over here homewrecking shit.
Yeah,
like,
crazy, man.
Whoa, where she at?
Copy.
She was like, oh, that little bitch just had a baby. Let me put it down.
Like, she had a baby.
I got you.
Let me show you young again.
She don't know.
Peep out real quick.
That's really how she said.
Special when you tell you.
Peep out real quick. Alright, question six. Dating the queen for 2 years. Dating this queen for 2 years.
I'm about to say
queen. I'm not sure. It's capital letters.
I think he's talking about queen.
It has a capital.
He's uplifting his queen, his black queen.
That's what I thought it could be.
It might be a drag queen.
Let me see. Dating this queen for 2 years. Where? First time spending the night with her, okay? She was asleep on my chest, and I ran my hand through her beautiful, kinky...
Wait, I need you to read. Give me the facts again. Like,
all right, I'm going to do it again.
Assume first that it's... I'm confused, is it a man? I didn't expect this, low key, that's crazy.
I think this queen, I feel like the capital Q means drag queen, that's what I think it is.
Oh my god, what, he didn't do from the crib, shut up, that's what I'm saying, you asked for this, you didn't like that they were bald.
You thought you wanted him to have hair? Well, I'm confused.
Drag queens do have hair underneath it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you mad at that? If you're mad at screaming and you're having nightmares over that, I need you to reevaluate yourself.
She said it was real.
I need all of you to reevaluate yourself.
Maybe she said it was real.
That's intense.
All right, last question, guys. Like, everything came off.
That's intense.
The baby, like a child.
Oh my God. He said I have nightmares. What's the advice you want, my guy? Get over it. It's over now. It happened. It's over.
Listen.
I want everything I gave you back.
Let me do last question. Dating a nice lady who always wants me to give BJs.
Who always wants to give me BJs.
Thank you. Problem is that she does. That's what I mean. That's why I stopped. I had to take a breath. You didn't hear me do that beep in your nose.
What the fuck is going on right here?
Bro, that was a pause. I was like,
problem is that she doesn't know how bad she is at it. Surprise! I invited my ex to join us in the bed so my girlfriend or my girl could watch and learn how it's done.
That's a bad idea.
You fucked up.
He said
she left. Ex stayed. And now I'm the bad guy. How to fix this? What did you
fucked up? Yo, he a dumbass. He fucked up the bad guy.
And now I'm the bad guy. You wanna call me the bad guy?
You wanna play?
What, my nigga?
He did that shit to himself.
He did it to himself.
I did this for us.
I'm just trying. I had to look. You can coach it without bringing a whole other. Yeah, let him up.
That's and crazy. Then on top of that, she
to
make
watch and learn how to do it.
Word. The crazy thing is, she watches you react in ways that she can't even make.
This how you do it.
And then on top of that, she old as hell.
Whoa, what are we doing? Who's she?
Yeah, that drone crazy.
I'm dragging ass. Oh, let's get your ass. Get up.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
I mean, how did he even get his ex to agree to that, dude? That's my question.
She knew that she was gonna have it.
Exactly. She probably wanted that shit to happen.
Oh, you wanted me to come?
That's crazy.
You said, I got you.
That's my fucking crazy, bro.
You know I do sex ed. I got you.
But did you tell her first?
That's fucking crazy.
Girl, you need... First of all, I feel bad. I need to hear from the girlfriend. Because you, sir, are...
I can explain it. I want you to watch her get...
What made you think that would be okay?
Take notes.
It's called coach. You gotta be the coach.
But you coach her and watch porn.
That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't trying to say that this nigga wasn't right for doing this dumb shit. You gotta give her the plays, nigga. Draw that shit up for her.
Wait, maybe her mouth.
Oh, she had like dry mouth issues. Yeah. Could be a thing.
Oh Lord.
What? How? You got
teeth?
Listen, you got the good water.
We gonna jumpstart that shit.
We gonna get some of this water.
Wait, you have been in the middle of fucking. Thirsty as fuck, right? But you can't get some.
And then they
get
all tired.
It's in the kitchen. Or they be like, it's in the kitchen.
I can't get no more dick.
They stop and then it's like it's over.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me at least a couple times. I go use the bathroom, come back, that nigga looks at me like.
I'm playing the game now.
Like, why are you playing the game now?
He would be like, oh,
I'm naked.
I thought we were done.
I went to go pee. What happened?
My legs hurt.
Like, is that like, whoa, what?
Oh, nah.
What happened? I miss
awkward.
What I miss.
Oh shit, that is pretty fucking awkward.
Like, come out like
you
funny.
Really we get stiff in the
facts. Like, right.
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's the only time I'd do some shit like that. It's just like quick, like
you just already came. It was there. It was already.
Nah, sometimes I don't even go.
You will yourself.
That is
not.
Pretty awkward.
Especially if you film yourself like I did.
You gotta get yourself.
And then sometimes bitches be like, hold that shit.
I got those bitches. That's a dangerous lady. That's a dangerous lady. She's plotting on something.
Right, definitely.
And I need you to keep an eye on that one.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, no, you gotta go? Okay. All right, let's do it. Would you gotta go? Okay. I'm not plotting on nothing.
Hurry up.
Please. Anyway, so... While we got time, let's do the shameless plugs. We'll go back around in a circle, starting with you, B.
A lot of circles.
All right.
Right?
The name is
That's
B.
how we do
dot
this
lyrical.
One
I'm sorry.
It is a lot. It ain't a lot of circles. We might as well start from the end, though, right?
With the court?
Why you look next to you like
that? Right? Like, we all looked over there. Like,
I definitely looked over here. Like,
with the camera, looking at the people.
Your turn. I'm gonna clip it up, so it ain't gonna be like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna just for like little Instagram clips. Yeah, I'm gonna follow everybody can follow. We can follow each other, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna, I don't know, whatever is like a little funny clip or something. I don't know. I'll probably run it past y'all before I put it up. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry.
Do it.
So. Yellow. I ain't out here trying to make everybody look bad. One of us to look cool. You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And so, all right, come on, let's get it.
You were
so,
saying?
Oh, me. All right, so I'm be lyrical. Where be lyrical? I'm a rapper slash entrepreneur slash businessman. So, yeah. So, check me out on my Instagram. B.lyrical. B.lyrical. Shit. I got a new music video that's out. My energy. It's in the link on my Instagram. You can or go up on YouTube. B.lyrical, my energy. The actual audio is streaming everywhere. Shit. That's about it. Just follow me. Hit me up. You know what I mean?
I love when they're concise. I'm like,
yeah.
You need to
write something down.
I didn't have this plan. Yeah,
Are we going to exchange shit, everybody? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I didn't think.
All right, B. All right, cool. Do people call you B or B lyrical?
B. Oh. B is like, because my name is Bilal. So I just be lyrical.
Oh, wow, you were blessed.
You better be mad about everything you do.
Yeah. Okay.
That was beautiful.
That was great.
Is it my turn? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't got nothing like that, but on social media, Garden of _ Laughter. That don't sound right, but that is my name.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think I got nothing going on. But I will.
You got any videos coming out?
I know you got some shit. Come on now.
I mean, I did quit 3 jobs to, you know, pursue my dreams. So hey, I guess man. I can whip something up, bro.
You quit.
That's that up, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I think I can whip something up tonight.
I'll publish something.
You got to have that drive. You got to have a drive, honestly. Success ain't something else.
Get a little thriller popping.
You feel me? That the truth.
Yeah. All that, you know. Yeah, it's all about motivation. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely is a career. We need to motivate each other and shit like that. You feel me? Facts. Some real shit.
Facts.
I try.
You want your mouth and eggs.
It's just natural. It's just natural. Say no.
I like it.
I don't like seeing nobody sad or none of that shit. Because you feel what I'm saying? Depression is a motherfucker. Sadness is a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like,
you gotta preach.
Word, truth be spoken.
Some real shit.
Ain't about a bitch.
Wait, huh? That wasn't the only thing. That's not bleak.
Yeah, we gotta uplift each other.
That came out of my mouth.
So, black people.
I thought that.
Yeah, facts.
Together.
Yeah, facts.
That's my cousin.
I'm about to go. You got anything? She goes, she's my cousin.
I mean, Miss Deanna.
You follow me?
Yeah.
You heard it earlier. Deanna. All right.
All right. Y'all ready? I'm lying. Like,
oh, I'm looking like, oh, we about to do it?
I got no
No, I will be attending CCP in the fall.
Okay.
Because my passion is babies. I love babies. I love working with babies. I love everything about babies. After my 2 years coming to RN, I will then go to be trained and be certified as a doula.
Oh!
Everybody know what a doula is?
Nope.
A doula is somebody who helps out someone who wants to do home birth. Like, I'm there.
Home birth?
Oh,
that's gruesome.
Or, like, during. It's like another form of midwife.
Yeah, I know where. Yeah, that's dope, though. But yeah,
that's
I ain't trying to be in no that baby is coming out of that shit. Probably made me look at the pussy different.
It's a good bonding moment when you're helping somebody.
Maybe
like,
I'll stay on the other side.
Yeah.
I'll stay on the other side.
I did it with my cat, you know. You know, I was always there.
Wait, you got kittens? Because I'm trying to get a kitten for my apartment.
Not anymore.
I want a puppy. No, listen. I'm not. Listen.
You want a puppy? He had turns.
Listen. The one my landlord be said that she's like, hello. Hello, what are you doing? How you doing?
Alright.
Who next?
Said it.
Nikki?
Trap star.
Okay.
Trap star.
Trap star. I don't know. I might post some poetry. I don't know.
Okay. I'll be taking all your dreams, man. Stalking you. I'll be stalking you. Okay, that's good too. What else you got? Nothing else? Drop a picture. Let me know.
Drop a picture.
No, just throwing shit out there. Trying to fill up your schedule. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm dropping. Like, is this part of the internship? I didn't know that was the best way. No, it's fine. Whatchamacallit? Okay, so all right, lit. I'll be stalking your profile. As I always do, I stalk everyone that came in here.
Dope.
BT dubs.
I hope that's true. I better see a like on all my shit.
I know that's the fuck right.
A little Bret Hart, like. Give me that one more.
Thank you.
Them double taps.
Pass me them. Mm-hmm.
I have a few things coming up, but I'm not at the liberty of talking about it right now.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, okay. Secret works, okay. Yeah. You got shit in the works. I hear that, bro.
But you can hit me up at The Lucian, two awesome my alumni. You know what I'm talking about? You can follow me, follow my at, hit my email. I am a consultant. So whatever you need, I can advise, help, whatever services, etc. Hit the email.
Okay. The one on your bio.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then I guess it's always back to me.
Hi.
I guess I'll ask one spicy question because we didn't really talk spicy this day. Would you fuck a girl and then fuck her sister within the same household?
Savage me or sensible me? That's the real question. What? How am I feeling today? Is this my girlfriend or no?
There's a lot of factors.
There's a lot of factors. Like,
is this my girlfriend?
This is not your girlfriend, but okay. One of them is thinking you're thinking she could be wifey material. Potential.
I'm thinking or she's thinking.
You're thinking.
I'm thinking.
If I'm thinking that, then I probably wouldn't do that. No.
Word.
Because
but you did. That's the thing. This is a scenario. You can't change it.
Oh,
you can't,
you're saying you did.
You get into the rules.
I thought you said, would you?
Like, all niggas.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah, no. Actually, you would never do it?
Hell yeah.
No, I mean, her sister.
Oh, all right. Actually, let me change it. Okay, I made the scenario the way you would most likely go, which is no one would ever cheat on their wife. If you want to make her wifey, you wouldn't go cheat
with her sister. That don't make no damn
okay,
sense.
So you don't want to make her wifey. You fucking her for the last 2 months, and she's been calling you, but you don't ever answer. Type of situation.
Okay.
But her sister is fine. That's puberty done hit. Okay, she's legal and ready.
Damn, how old is she?
We'll say like 19. We'll say by 19.
Hold up.
Yeah. But no, I mean.
We ain't no R. Kelly.
We're not R. Kelly or nothing.
So I'd say.
19. She is fully firm. Is ready.
2 months.
Oh, fuck.
Just fucking it. In the same house is kind of intense. That's super messy. I would have to probably go somewhere else, if anything.
But it's not the same time. It's like, you had sex with her and came back and said,
It's like, if I'm not taking this serious at all, huh?
Somebody will snitch.
One day there's an anger issue.
What? Are you not calling you back?
I got a date, ho. Where you going? Where you going?
Yeah, that's a 19-year-old's a messy. That's a messy 19-year-old shit. Just do that.
Facts. I don't
did he call you?
I would hope not. That's the thing, exactly. So I would. That's why I observe people before I even go to any levels.
Where you got?
What he called you?
Mannerisms is like. Are you the petty type to say something if you and your sister ever got into an argument?
Word. Oh yeah, you gotta keep that shit.
If that's the case, then it's not happening. You gonna have to be think the problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
it's on both sides. You gotta do some thinking.
You want time out now?
That's what.
No dick for 2 weeks.
No dick.
Not even, bro. It's just like, you're just not going to get it because you're messy.
No more dick.
You know what I mean?
No more dick.
In fact.
No
dick.
Good night.
No,
did
it now.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Whatchamacallit. Okay. Well, that was a great end of conversation. I'm high. Who's high? We're high.
I'm pretty sure we are.
You're high, whoever's listening.
Hopefully.
Y'all got a lot
if you're at work, don't do that.
Only if you're on break.
And exactly. You in your car.
In your car. If you can handle it.
In the McDonald's parking lot after you get some lunch.
Right. You sitting there with your vape pen real quick.
You gotta move accordingly out here. You can't just be slipping. Like. You know what I mean?
Always
trying
to catch us lagging, you know?
Facts.
All right. I'm high, yeah. So, remember to keep those blunts lit. And everybody want to say goodbye before I say the last sentence. Oh, wait. Who going to send me an intro, a melody?
Talk about it.
If the Lord will let me. Who going to send me a Liddy track of the week? Because I threw somebody in here.
Be lyrical. I sent you. I mean,
I think Natalie already sent it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Can you introduce it?
I've been trying to get a track.
What you gonna play right now?
These niggas is playing
with you.
Like,
exactly. I talked about it throughout the whole
thing. They put out a lick of music, like, but they always try to send me links because you know.
I got Nikki the bars.
I got the next bars.
Yeah, listen to this. Yeah. All right.
It's all right. You know what? I'm going to catch you next week. I'm going to see what you got. What kind of fire are you spitting there?
Maybe three.
All right. The EP, we dropping.
You got tracks.
What's up?
They playing. With
they on the record.
Why
are they playing with
bars?
I got features.
You ain't have a conversation.
Like, I had it, but I deleted it
because
I got mad.
Deleted their verse. No verse. What song are we going to have be?
My Energy? Is that what she sent you? I don't even know the song.
It had to be. What?
My Energy. It's the newest track that I put out. It's streaming everywhere. And it's pretty much, it's all about pretty much, you ever feel like you walk into a place and everybody is just trying to drain your energy? Ooh. So that's pretty much what this is about. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Speak that.
It's like, speak, you know that. What I'm saying? It's like, you know, how misery loves company. It's just
always
talking about, you know, they trying to steal my energy and we got a motive. We gotta overcome that shit. I'ma still do me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Rising. That was beautiful.
So yeah, if you need some motivation, you know what I'm saying, hit that link in my bio. Look it up on Spotify, Apple, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, B.Lyrical, My Energy. That's that.
I'm looking like, what's this little forbidden black bag?
Oh, I ripped them. I ripped them in half. Oh yeah, it's a bathroom right out there. All right, so remember to keep those buns lit and keep that mind spark. Your earth. All right, toodles.
Toodles.
Everywhere I go, I swear they try to steal my energy. Writing all these bangers, ain't got time to sense the jealousy. Smoking on that platinum in the back, well, that's the remedy. Stacking all this paper, yeah, I'm trying to build a legacy. Aw, man, fuck all of the bullshit that you telling me. Ain't no looking back, my eyes are set on what's ahead of me. Grinding over time, yeah, it helps me keep my sanity. I do it for the family, don't do what you demand of me. Aw, yeah, ain't got time to worry about the enemy. Make me have to kill him, use they head just like a mantelpiece. Nigga, we could turn a fucking scene into a memory. Pray all of my niggas make it home without a felony. Yeah, I do what you can't, yeah, yeah. Fuck what you think, yeah, yeah. We ripping the foreign, the engine be roaring. I pull out, we soaring like, hey, we put in work, hey. We came from the dirt, hey. The squad go berserk, hey, yeah. They say that I'm ruthless. Guess I'm running the show now. Might go in the roof, Chris, and buy us a whole cow. I ain't with the loose lips. I got shit that I hold down. The envy offend me, my nigga, so I gotta watch who I go around. Cause everywhere I go, I swear they try to steal my energy. Writing all these bangers, ain't got time to sense the jealousy. Smoking on that platinum in the back, well, that's a remedy. Stacking all this paper, yeah, I'm trying to build a legacy. Aw, man, fuck all of the bullshit that you telling me. Ain't no looking back, my eyes are set on what's ahead of me. Grinding over time, yeah, it helps me keep my sanity. I do it for the family, don't do what you demand of me.
Yeah, I do what you can't. Yeah, yeah, fuck what you think. Yeah, yeah, we ripping the foreign, the engine be roaring. I pull out, we soaring like skirt. Ay. We put in work. Ay. We came from the dirt. Ay. The squad go berserk. Ay. Yeah, rare few in this hoe. You feel me? Lyrical. We got everybody in the building, my nigga. My nigga CSGO. My nigga be nasty on the camera. You feel me? We got my nigga. My nigga, the Los Bros, bros, the Los Blood Bros, my bad. Still got y'all in there, my nigga. And it's his birthday tonight, what? We turning up, my nigga. You know what I mean? My nigga Murad. We always got my nigga Fees in the building, LA Sabri. It's rare few. You know how we do. Little shit talk. Fuck it.